This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Senate will vote next week on a bill to codify abortion rights at the federal level. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has set a vote for next Wednesday on a bill to make certain abortion rights are protected on the federal level. He says the vote will show just exactly how every senator, including Republicans, feel about individual rights.
Republicans will have two choices. They can own the destruction of women's rights, or they can reverse course and work to prevent the damage. Count me as skeptical that they'll do the latter.
Schumer does not have the necessary 60 votes to overcome a Republican filibuster and move ahead with the House-passed bill, which means the effort is certain to fail. But he says members of both parties need to go on record about where they stand in these months heading into the midterm elections in November. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Ukraine's prime minister has told VOA that he believes Russia hopes to create a migration crisis in Europe through its attack on Ukraine. Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal spoke to VOA in Warsaw Thursday on the sidelines of an international donors conference in support of Ukraine. Shmyhal said Russia aims to use attacks on civilians to motivate Ukrainians to flee the country and create what he called a migration tsunami. Shmyhal also said Ukraine is running a monthly budget deficit of about $5 billion per month over the past 4 months. He said the International Monetary Fund has agreed with the U.S. and World Bank to administer a fund through which other nations and groups can contribute to Ukraine's support. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An American official says the U.S. shared intelligence before Ukraine sank a Russian warship. You get more on that story from the AP's Mike Gracia.
An American official tells the Associated Press the United States shared intelligence with Ukraine about the location of the Russian guided missile cruiser Moskva before the strike that sank the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet last month. The official was not authorized to speak publicly and spoke on condition of anonymity. The New York Times reported Thursday that the U.S. has had a role in supporting Ukraine's killing of Russian generals. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby was asked about the report.
We do not provide intelligence on the location of senior military leaders on the battlefield or participate in the targeting decisions of the Ukrainian military. The Ukrainians have, quite frankly, a lot more information than we do.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
With the coronavirus killing an estimated 15 million people worldwide, including nearly 1 million here in the U.S., the Biden administration, despite a lack of funding for domestic and international pandemic response, is set to mobilize a global effort to end the acute phase of COVID-19. The U.S. will co-host the second global COVID-19 summit on May 12, following the first in September of last year. The virtual summit will mark a shift from a crisis management strategy to the more sustainable approach of building resilient public health systems. The summit will focus on supporting locally led solutions toward global goals, which include getting shots in the arm, enhancing access to tests and treatments, and generating sustainable financing for future pandemic preparedness. To galvanize international support, the U.S. will co-host the event together with the CARICOM, Caribbean Community, Chair Belize, Group of Seven President, Germany, Group of 20 President, Indonesia, and African Union's Chair, Senegal. Chinese state media says 53 people died in a building collapse one week ago. In central China, and 10 people were rescued. Authorities said Friday the search had ended after everyone missing was accounted for. The last survivor was pulled out early Thursday, 5 days after the residential and commercial building suddenly caved in. At least 9 people have been arrested in connection with the collapse on suspicion of ignoring building codes or committing other violations. All these survivors were reportedly in good condition after being treated at a local hospital. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.